Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a curveball I'm going to throw you today. We're going to have a guest on that's going to be a little different, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. And there's a lot of insight that we can apply to how we deal with our relationships and our financial relationships or our money relationships, either with working with an advisor or talking about money with your spouse. And the name of our guest is Angel Tucker. She is an expert personality profiler. And she is on the line with us today. Angel, welcome to the program.
Thanks, David. Great to be here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Okay, so what is an expert personality profiler? Is that something you made up?
Doesn't it just sound fancy?
It does.
Well, it's shorter than my official title, which is Certified Human Behavior Consultant.
All right, we'll go with the expert personality profiler then. So this is expertise and specialty area, and this, you obviously have gotten education and training and probably done a lot of things to make sure you can do what you do. Tell my listeners a little bit about what you do, and we'll get into how this applies to their everyday lives and also how it applies to their money.
Okay, sure. Yeah, what I do mainly is I train corporations all over, internationally actually, on our personality types, how to recognize them quickly, and how to see how they really have everything to do with the way that we think, feel, and act in every situation, to include how we feel about money, how we look at money, whether we're a spender or a saver naturally based on our personality type. And so that's kind of what we're going to talk about here today.
Very good. Very good. And so, okay, I wasn't sure if it was an actual profiling or categorizing, or if it was, you know, my wife might want you to do a test to see if I have a personality. No, I have probably too much.
I think. Talked to her. She told me you have multiple personalities.
Yeah, or there's just simply too much. And she saw this one called, we'll get into it in a minute, one called dominance. Okay, she's going to have you maybe try to coach me through that. Okay, so this is something then that is both for our listeners, for the business owner who's saying, okay, I want to make sure I've got the right team on board, and I need to have a team that can work together. What you do can help them in sorting that out, and also with people they hire.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the great thing about what I teach, is it really applies to every aspect of your life. It applies to your parenting, your relationships with your spouse. It applies to, you know, landing that dream job, you know, how to perform well in an interview, and then how to keep your team motivated and eliminate conflict in the workplace. There's just so many different topics that I cover, you know, all centered around our personality type.
And we are really different, right? I mean, it's not that some people are just decided to be a certain way. We are just, that's just how we're made,
how you're wired. A certain way, you know, and your personality type is going to determine the way you deal a deck of cards, shake hands, wash your hair. Everything has to do with your personality type.
That's interesting. And so the website is personalityprofiles.org.
Correct.
And I've already been to the site, and it's very good, and you can kind of navigate there and learn more about this. And so let's start getting into, and I read your bio, you've been doing this work for a long time. Talk to us about some of the different ways that our personalities, you know, I mean, you naturally think, well, that's who you are, but how do our personality traits, or the way we express our personality, how does that affect people? And let's just start with money. How does it affect people and how they view money, or how they interact with, say it's a spouse. If we have a couple and their spouses, mm-hmm. how do they interact with money? How does their personality affect that?
Well, I tell you, if you think about how often money is a hot topic in relationships, they try to avoid it at all costs, because what happens is we tend to marry someone that's at least partially opposite of our own personality, and then that person has a different viewpoint on money and saving and spending than we do. So you can see where a lot of conflict is going to arise in those situations, and it's all based on how your personality views, you know, the spending or not spending of money.
Isn't that interesting? And I'm going, okay, you got me. I just jumped on the couch because my wife, you know, everybody thinks I'm a financial planner. They think that I am the conservative, the prudent one, and it's actually she's the conservative, she's the saver, and I'm a little bit more of the more aggressive, and I'm mm-hmm. the business person, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm looking at how to spend money to make things, you know, grow and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So as couples then approach maybe looking at their retirement or maybe even working with a financial planner, this awareness maybe can help them in how they interact with the advisor and how they make these decisions together.
Absolutely, because just as you just perfectly described, obviously you're married to an opposite. And so what would normally happen in that situation is your personality would view investing as you're more willing to take a more calculated risk than your wife is. Your wife would be more conservative in her investment. And so what you have to do when you're in a relationship with someone that's the opposite of you is you have to find that happy medium. You have to diversify the way that you're going to invest your money and do things, you know, both people are comfortable with in that investment process.
That's so good. And I can tell you, of course, I've worked with over 300 clients and, you know, done this for 15 years. And I can tell you from a little bit of a personal practice standpoint, I have seen some real conflict about money and also watch the dynamics, the personalities of my clients and how they interact with each other as they make these decisions. And it's really, I think that your perspective with this profiling and understanding people, it's a real eye-opener.
It really, really is. And that's what people say. They're like, wow, I had no idea that this had to do with, you know, my personality type. And it certainly does. And of course, there's strategies, things that we can do, you know, for a natural, say, spender, you know, things that you can do to kind of motivate yourself to be more of a saver. And then there's things that you can do if you're a natural, you know, penny pincher, to maybe let go of a little bit of that and realize the joy in doing that, you know, and not dying with a pot of gold that you never did anything with, you know, type thing. So, you know, but the basics are understanding the why behind our decision making. And then once you understand the why, you can therefore say, okay, this is what makes sense for me to do in order to make small changes that are going to, you know, have great rewards at the end.
That's very good. Angel Tucker is joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone, and she is expert personality profiler. The website is personalityprofiles.org. Angel, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
We're back. Angel Tucker's on the line with us, personalityprofiles.org. She's an expert personality profiler. And the book, we didn't mention the book. I'm sorry, Angel. I love the name of your book, Stop Squatting with Your Spurs On.
You got it.
Yeah, because that's not good.
It is painful, and that's what we want to do. We want to stop, you know, ineffective communication is just as painful as squatting with your spurs on, and so you got to stop doing it. You got to understand which personality you're interacting with and then know how to basically say things in a way that they need to hear them in order to get that message across that you're trying to receive. So we want to stop squatting with our spurs on.
That is so good. And, you know, I'm going to make a confession here to you. I, you know, being in the financial planning business, as long as I have, I've seen a lot of things out there. And of course, there's some companies and different people that focus on, well, here's how you do this. Here's how you're more persuasive, or here's how you sell whatever it is they want you to sell. And right. And sometimes they try to use some of this personality stuff almost like a way of manipulating people. And so I've always been like, Whoa, I don't even want to get near that because I just don't feel right about that. But I think what I'm hearing you say is understanding how people approach things.
Exactly. It's all about, you know, I tell people to use your powers for good.
Yeah.
You know, when you read the book, don't use the information and the insights into other people to be manipulative, but rather to create win-win situations.
That's good because I've always shied away from it because I felt like, oh, I don't even want to go over near that.
Yeah. And some people even feel like, oh, well, you're just trying to put me in a box or you're trying, you know, and it actually, that's one of the very first things I address in the book is that this is actually not about that, that you're actually a blend of all of the personalities and that here's how to figure out what you're most dominant in. And then once you know what someone's most dominant in, you can best predict what they need from you, you know, to create that win-win situation. Because maybe, for example, your personality may be motivated by, say, status and prestige, whereas your wife is more about safety and security.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to approach someone from the viewpoint of status and prestige and their safety and security thinker, you've lost them because what you're saying doesn't appeal to them at all.
That's talking two different languages.
Yeah, that's not where they make their decisions. So you have to understand how to give someone what they need in order to get what you want, and that's what we call creating the win-win situation. It's more about relationship selling versus manipulative selling.
Yeah, that's always been my concern. So there's an actual, I guess, a profiling process or an assessment. When you work with individuals as well as businesses, what personality assessment system do you use?
We use the DISC assessment system.
Okay.
So it's DISC. Each one of those letters actually represents a personality type, and again, you're a blend of all four. 80% of us are dominant in two of the four. And so what we would do, for example, if we had someone that wanted to make investments in money, someone like yourself would run a personality assessment on that person. And it's going to give you anywhere from a 4 to 47-page report, depending on which level you choose. And it's going to tell you how that person, you know, feels about spending money, saving money, you know, what best appeals to them, so that you kind of know, okay, here's what I need to do to comfortably get them where they need to be.
That's good. And is it a questionnaire they complete?
Well, it's a 24, what they do is they go online. It's all electronic, so it emails them a report. They go online and they answer a series of 24 descriptions. There's 24 sets of descriptions, and then they're going to choose which one of the four is most like them and which one of the four is least like them. And so our computer-generated system is going to take all the information and it's going to analyze it and it's going to spit out the report that's going to basically say, okay, based on your inputs, here is your personality type and here are their, you know, your challenges, here's your strengths, here's how you feel about this, that. You know, it's going to be quite eye-opening, as we talked about before, by going, wow, you knew this just from me answering these questions.
That's very helpful. And just to give our listeners an understanding, give me a quick description of each of these personality types, the D, the I, the S, and the C.
Okay, sure. So the D, if you've ever heard of someone say, hey, I'm a type A personality, that's what they're talking about. They're a D, which stands for dominant. Okay, so this is your very, yeah, in fact, did we identify with you right away?
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
So this is the person that is outgoing and they're task-oriented. So it's all about getting stuff done. And they're very bottom-line communicators. Now, when it comes to investment, they're more of a risk-taker, okay? They like to spend a lot of money also, and they're very quick to spend money. The I is the very, I stands for inspiring. So they're also outgoing, but they're not interested at all in getting things done. They want to build relationships and hang out with people and be the life of the party. So their idea of getting out of debt is making more money, okay?
I got you.
So, you know, they're very quick to spend money. They have no idea where it went most of the time, and those are the types of people that we like to give them easy-to-use strategies to kind of get out of that rut. Then your S stands for supportive. So these are your, think Mother Teresa. I mean, these are your peacemakers, your helpful people. They're more reserved in nature but still enjoy being around people. And then your C is your cautious, analytical, reserved, deep thinker personality. Think of any professor, scientist, you know, those types of jobs. Usually accountants, that's the type of job they enjoy doing.
That's really interesting. So we can do this and we'll get a very quick sense for who people are and how they approach things. And, you know, I want to take a quick break, Angel. We come back. I want to talk about how this idea of entering into a relationship with somebody and how they have maybe a different perspective on money. And you said we tend to attract the opposite. So let me take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more about that. Stay right there.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back. Angel Tucker's on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen. Expert personality profiler, personalityprofiles.org, and the author of the book, Stop Squatting with Your Spurs On. So we're talking before the break about how these different personalities affect our relationships, Angel. And so give us a sense for that about, you know, as it relates to spending or, again, that opposite personality.
Right, yeah. And say you have a couple that comes in to your office or a couple that's married and they want to obviously make some investments in their future. The first thing to find out is how involved does each person want to be in that process? So, for example, you may have a dominant personality married to a supportive personality, and the supportive personality may say, hey, I trust you. Whatever you think is good. You know, they don't like making decisions anyway, and so they may defer the entire thing to their other partner, which is great if that's the situation. But when you have a situation where both really want to be involved in that, you have to have something that's comfortable with both people. So you have to diversify. You have to have some things that are more of a risk, and then you have to have some things that may not make you as high of a yield, but that are less of a risk, and so it's more secure. You have to make sure that both people are comfortable with it, or it's not going to be a good process for either one of them.
That's exactly correct, and I've seen that, and that's actually part of what I try to do is figure that out. So you're putting a good label on what I've been trying to do with people. And I actually really push people to make sure both are involved, even if one of them doesn't want to be, because they really need to know what's going on. And it seems to, you know, make a lot of sense. Now, when you talk about savers, what personality type is that?
Your wife.
Yes.
So the savers are the S's and the C's, and so they're the more reserved personality types, okay? And then the spenders are going to be your D's and your I's, your outgoing personality types. And so, obviously, outgoing and reserved obviously marry quite a bit. And so, you have to make sure that both people are on board, as we've said, with what's going on. And so, what we try to do when people, you know, bring this to us is, well, you know, okay, I'm a spender. How do I save? You know. And so, what we do with, particularly with an I personality, I's have to do things in very short chunks. In other words, if I say to them, okay, you need to save $5,000 over the next year, they're not even going to begin the process, because to them, a year is an eternity away and $5,000 is a lot of money. But if I say to them, okay, if you save $5 a week, let's say, then at the end of the month, you get to reward yourself with this little thing. That's what they need. They need instant rewards, and they need to think about the now. So you have to break it down into little chunks. Whereas the reserve types, they can see down the road. They can see that big picture, and they'll work towards that goal without a problem. But when you deal with a D and I, they get bored very easily. They get overwhelmed by the big picture, and so you have to break it down into smaller chunks for them.
I'm going to have to go on and do this, because I'm going, uh-oh, I've got some of these personality traits. I get bored very easily, so mm-hmm. I'm going to have to look at that. I want to get on the couch here, but I don't even need to. Angel Tucker's our guest today, and she's profiling me, and she can profile you. And for the business owners out there, I can see how this can really tie into that hiring the right person, not only in terms of making sure they're compatible for the position, but also compatible with your office.
That's right, and getting the most and best out of that person. What motivates one person is not going to motivate another. So you have to know what really makes them tick. What do they need from me? Do they need, you know, public recognition, or do they just need to know that they have job security? You know, or do they? So what is it that they need from me? And eliminating conflict by knowing what every person's strengths are in the office, and then sharing, you know, hey, here's this person's personality. Here's a, you know, we have people that we really get involved and do team building, and now people understand, oh, now I understand why I have to call Susan three times to remind her about her appointment, you know, those types of things. So it's what we tend to do, David. It's so important for people to understand, if we don't understand different personality types and people are different from us, we assume something's wrong with them.
Yeah. Yeah. We're interpreting it from our own perspective.
Exactly.
We're like, well, I don't understand why they're acting like that.
Exactly.
Well, and I think for my fellow business owners, I think they need to go to the website personalityprofiles.org, because you know what? If they know the personality better, they can obviously manage that person better. And you know what? Maybe all they need to do is give that person a hug instead of a bonus at the end of the year.
I mean, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, it's understanding.
It's not always about the money.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's not always about the money.
Right.
But it is for us. We're going to take one more quick break, Angel, and we'll be right back. Stay right there.
Okay.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Angel Tucker's on the line with us, and she's kind of opening up some perspective here for us on personalities and how they affect not only our money decisions, but our interaction with a spouse or fellow employees of a company, coworkers. Personalityprofiles.org is the website. And so when you work with businesses, Angel, I thought this would be a good thing to talk about, is you typically work with the owners, human resources, and kind of get a sense for what they're looking to accomplish, what they're hoping to get out of it. You develop a plan for how to work with their team and educate and coach them through a process?
Well, what we do is we go in, and it depends on the audience. I train company owners. I train sales forces. I train, civic organizations. Next week, I'm doing one for the Air Force for over 150 of their top leadership. And so it really just depends on the audience and what they want to accomplish at the end of that session. And so every training that I do is customized for that particular business and what they want the end result to be. So if they want the end result to be making a good first impression, you know, or how to speed read personality types in order to give the customer what they need, or how to hire for their business, how to manage, get the most out of their team. You know, every single thing I do is customized particularly for that business.
That's good. And so now in terms of how you do what you do, is your website probably covers this, but for our listeners, do you then determine a plan and you say, okay, here's what it's going to cost to implement this?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of factors. People say, oh, well, what do you charge? Well, do you want each person to take a personality assessment? You know, where are you located? How long do you want the training to be? What's the follow-up? You know, so there's a lot of factors that go into pricing. It's not just a flat rate, you know, this is what it is, because it all depends on what you want and how long the training is going to be. And so there's a contact me sheet on my site there. And so, you know, I recommend if people want to have some trainings in their office, fill that out and let me get back with you, and we'll see what we can do to reach your end goals for your company.
That's very good. Personalityprofiles.org, Angel Tucker, and she's trying to make sense of all these personalities that interact in office. I was going to ask you, when you've done this for businesses, do you have a story you could tell us about maybe something that really either surprised the business owner or surprised the staff that they learned about each other? What have you seen?
We could do a whole segment on just that. I had a guy, you know, what's funny is I have them, and I mainly train corporations, but it's when they finally get their spouse. You know, I've had them say, I've been married 15 years and I finally understand my spouse. But we even do things as crazy as baseball teams. You know, we went into the Arizona Diamondbacks, my partner did, and organized that team based on a personality type, and they won the World Series that year. And
wow.
So, you know, it goes far beyond most people can even fathom of how important it is to understand this and then apply it to every area of your life.
I'd settle for just surviving the weekend with my wife and kids. That'd be good. No, I can see though, you know, and I see, I've got three little ones and I can see the personalities. They are already developing and maturing with, you know, one's acts a certain way with another one, and then the other one, a little bit of the conflict, and I'm sure it's because just the difference in the personalities.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, we tend to kind of feel closer to one of our kids than the other, or more conflict with one than the other. And it all is about their personality and your personality and how those are interacting together. And we actually have some great tools on the website there for parenting, you know, to understand, here's my child's personality and here's what they need from me to grow into a responsible adult. Not the way you raised your last one, not the way your parents raised you, but what does that child need?
Very good. Personalityprofiles.org. Angel Tucker, thank you for being on the program. Angel, we appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Alrighty.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.